Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Brian Gumbel is the host of Real Sports. He's been around sports broadcasting forever and ever. He used to be on NBC, host of the Today Show.
You like Real Sports?
I love Real Sports.
Yeah, so do I. But I think the funniest thing about Real Sports is after they go the feature piece.
Then they go back to Bryant.
They go Bryant. He's always like pretending to write something down.
Yeah.
Or maybe he is actually writing something down. But It's that stupid shot for years.
But I will say that Real Sports to me is, I like it. I like digesting it in pieces. I don't like the whole, like, I don't really care about a mountain climber in Mozambique.
Right.
But I do care about, you know, a background story on David Faraday or something
Correct.
Like that. But anyway, Bryant used his final moments of this month's show to essentially attack sabermetrics and advanced analytics, which, look, you can debate stuff all you want. But he definitely takes the get off my lawn old guy stance. And we have sound of Bryant Gumbel on Real Sports.
Finally tonight, a few words about numbers. As they pertain to baseball, they have always been sacrosanct. DiMaggio 56, Bruce 60, McCain 31. How ironic then that the same obsession with numbers that once they began in national pastime is now complicating its problems. Much of the blame can be traced to the modern preoccupations with the silly numbers produced by the analytics folks who value metrics to do little more than call the players in. It's a troubling mentality that somehow rewards a pitcher for winning more than 10 games, but diminishes for a hitter who bats 300. Here's another troubling number, 9, 301, and 55. Respectively, they're the percentage of attendance is down this year, the average length of each game, and the average age of today's baseball fans. If you think those three things are interrelated, well, you'll learn why the players in the games have been bypassed in popular culture. In response to the declining interest, baseball's supposed caretakers are floating all kinds of new age ideas, everything from automated strike zones and pitch clocks to changing the very basics of what made it popular in the first place. And for this lifelong baseball fan, that's sad to see. Of course, those in power could justify their claim that I'm just an old get-off-my-lawn guy who can't embrace their new brand of baseball. To which I'm too guilty, and simply ask, how's that new brand working out for you?
Look, I don't disagree, but you can't make a blanket statement about all analytics, first of all. There are some really good numbers, WHIP, OPS. But when it does get more complicated, what FBIP, which is what, percentage of balls put in play, is that what that is?
BABIP or FIP?
I don't know. I can't keep track.
BABIP.
Yeah. Look, obviously analytics lead to shifts. Analytics lead to a lot of stuff that has made the game less exciting, less offensive. But analytics, for the most part, the players of the highest analytic numbers are also the best players too, for the most part.
I just don't see the correlation. I really don't. I don't connect. You got to go from point A to point B. And Brian Gumbel is like saying, the quality of vegetables in this country are getting worse, which is why the economy is in the tank. What? I don't know how one has to do with the other. There's no smoking gun here that baseball fans are turned off by war or baseball fans are turned off. Like, I watched the Tiger game yesterday, and at no point did any announcer mention batting average on balls in play or FIP or, yes, those things are out there. I don't dismiss the fact that those things are out there, but you can still digest baseball without talking about analytics.
Well, some national broadcasts, though, I've watched a few, and even some of the local ones, not here, it's, you know, they do show exit velocities and launch angles.
Right, but does that turn anybody off from the game?
I don't know.
Like, I'm curious. 248-539-9797. We sit here and debate baseball all the time, the declining popularity, the length of the games, the talk about the shifts, and I think those are all relevant topics. But are there fans out there who literally are turned off from the game because of sabermetrics? Because sabermetrics, to me, are the stuff of Fangraphs. They're the stuff of the MLB Network. I mean, if you really get deep, deep into baseball and listen to MLB Radio or the MLB Network, you're going to get that stuff. But
the average sports fan doesn't watch or listen to that.
Exactly.
Right.
They watch the Tigers. Or if it's a national game, maybe they watch on ESPN. And that's it. And I don't think that's a huge turnoff. If anything, it enhances the game. If you wanted, if you don't, it's almost like, you know how like some TV shows, they go, get the enhanced, play along with Jeopardy on right. our home game. Well, nobody does that. But if you're really into Jeopardy, you can do that. And I think NBC Sports does that on the NBC Sports Network. You can watch the NBA Finals Enhanced Edition on, online. Go for it. But for most people, they sit in front of the TV.
Right.
They watch the game. The only correlation that I think Bryant could have made, which he didn't make, is the whole shift thing.
Right, where those numbers lead to the shifts.
Right. Which is slowing the game down. I think it's gumming it up a little bit. I'm not a huge fan of it. But at the same time, it is a groundbreaking strategy that some baseball people figured out about 10 years ago, led at the time, I think, by what, the Tampa Bay Rays and Joe Maddon, and now more and more teams have adopted. And it's like figuring out how to blitz in football or figuring out how to throw the ball deep or an odd man rush. And I mean, you give
credit. It's the left wing lock of baseball.
In a way, it is like the left wing lock. And I remember when fans were complaining about the style of the New Jersey Devils against the Red Wings. And I remember Paul Coffey said, you guys are crazy. These give them credit. They figured out a strategy to beat us. I mean, that sports is finding a way to beat the other team. Again, I don't have a problem with people saying, oh, there's too many numbers, there's too many stats. That's fine. But is that really a reason why you're not watching baseball? I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I don't think so. But, I think it's what it leads to.
It's what it leads to. But he never said that.
I understand that.
He just said, oh, it's funny that in a game where numbers are so important, numbers are actually ruining the game. Numbers aren't ruining the game.
I think what's really coming to fruition here, and I remember hearing Michael Lewis, the author of Moneyball, on PTI say this, is that the analytically efficient way to play baseball is the boring way to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe different than a few other sports. Say football, it's actually more analytically efficient to say go for it every time or not
down,
kick.
Yes.
But it's like, it's the take walks, it's hit home runs, and for pitchers, it's strike guys out so that they don't have a chance to get on base to put the ball in play.
Don't steal bases. Right, I mean that was a big one in Moneyball. They don't want to steal bases. They want to get guys on base and then have somebody drive them home with a home run or
The problem I have with analytics is it takes out the clutch factor, which to me is very important, and it discounts the RBI. Well, it's just luck that the guy is on third base when you got the base hit.
Right.
No, I think that's an important stat.
I agree.
I do. Now the win stat, I definitely disagree with Brian Gumbel because I think the win is definitely an overrated stat for a pitcher.
It's an overrated stat, but I keep going back to this. It's still it can be an interesting stat. I mean,
yeah. But it's like, not ruining. Like, it says people are not watching. I'm not going to watch baseball anymore because of the win stat.
Right. No one is not watching baseball because Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young Award with what, 11 wins or 10 wins or whatever he had this year. No one's saying I'm not watching baseball anymore. No one. I just don't think anybody's saying that. But if you are, give us a call, 248-539-9797, on the ticket text 97136. We got some ticket texts on the Bryant Gumbel. This pretty much sums it up, I think, right here, and then we can be done with the topic. If the weather sucks and your team sucks, end of story.
Well, I was going to say,
that's pretty much it.
Around here, because the team is bad, the Tigers are bad, by your vision and by analytics.
So the other day I was sitting around with nothing to do on a Wednesday and I was clicking around MLB TV and granted these were day games. So it's a little bit hard to measure that midweek day games, but man, you watch baseball and you watch a lot of people dressed up as seats.
Oh, I know.
There are a lot of
it's amazing. The Halloween pop-up stores this year.
It's just
with
every
seat costume
stadium. Now, granted, obviously Milwaukee's doing a little bit better and, Boston's always going to have a big crowd, but man, there's a lot of empty seats. Baseball analytics will lead to an evolution, and soon we'll have a generation of Ichiro Suzukis who hit the ball all over the field and away from the shift. That's from Angus in Sterling Heights. Well, we had the play, who was it for the Dodgers?
Rich Hill was on the mound.
And I don't even know who they were playing, but somebody bunted down the third base line for a base hit, and there was nobody there. And it was the first inning, and so technically Rich Hill had a no-hitter going. And you could hear him utter four-letter word expletive.
He seemed more angry at that than when he was prematurely lifted during the playoffs last year.
Yes. Yeah, he was very angry at that. Now, hopefully that'll change. I used to be a giant baseball fan. I still am, but baseball's boring as hell now. It always was a slow game, but wow. The players with the most home runs, RBIs, batting average, wins, and ERA are the best players too. They've always been, and they always will be. Analytics might find three or four guys that are better than the other three to four guys to plug in, but that's it.
It's true. And it also, analytics led to the, you know, the Trout Cabrera debate from a few years ago.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's what I said. The best players still are the best players. The problem I have with some, not all, of the sabermetricians, where they go on these diatribes and write these unbelievable long blogs, articles, and you sit there and they, all they point out in the numbers, it's, you can write the exact same thing with never watching a game. Just go by the numbers.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what takes the joy out of sports.
97 won the ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.